Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to September. We are entering the ninth month of 2019, and we have some significant energies this month, specifically Saturn stationing direct, and what that triggers and activates, as well as the story that is unfolding in Capricorn. So I'm going to touch on that in today's podcast. I'm also going to talk about the upcoming Pisces full moon on September 13th and 14th. We have the equinox on September 23rd, and then we also have the Libra new moon on September 28th. So those are some of the overall highlights of the month ahead. And whenever you reach this podcast or listen to this information, I hope that it helps click and connect something that's happening in your world or perhaps even a theme that's been unfolding for you in 2019. So thank you for joining me. If you're brand new to this podcast, my name is Molly McCord. I am a professional astrologer. I've been studying astrology for 30 years, and obviously it's a passion, and it's something that developed into a profession, and I've been doing this podcast for 7 years now. A programming note to share with you is that I live in Florida, and Hurricane Dorian is coming to my neighborhood the beginning of September. So obviously this podcast is available for you. I'm going to have another podcast available for you the beginning of September as well. But after that, I don't know what I will have to offer you. It does depend on the hurricane. And we have had to evacuate twice before. This is the third time. There's a lot that goes into evacuating, and there's a lot happening here. So I will be offline. I do have people on my team who are going to try and take care of some things for me on my website, but please note that I will not be available, and I will be going through some big energies that I hope dissipate and, of course, shift away from the land so it doesn't affect people. That's always what we wish for with these big hurricanes, but you do the best you can, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. So let's get to these astrological energies here, because there's shifts happening in September that could feel like a grind, like you've been going through a lot of work, you've been doing something very diligently, you've had to really apply effort, stay focused, stay the course. This has been Saturn retrograde in Capricorn traveling with the South Node in Capricorn. This has been happening since May of 2019. And Saturn is preparing to station direct September 18th at 13 degrees and 55 minutes of Capricorn. Now, what is significant about this is that this area of Capricorn is where Pluto in Capricorn was traveling in 2014. So let's just take the year 2014. And there could have been certain tests for you, challenges, developments, life changes, transformations, something that shifted for you, especially if you have any planets or points at 13 or 14 degrees of the Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, or 13 or 14 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. Those would have been the astrological points that were worked with the most intensely in 2014 when Pluto was in Capricorn at 13 and 14 degrees. So now we are obviously 5 years past that. And Saturn is here and the South Node is here asking you to let go and release energetically, karmically, perhaps even through what you've committed to, commitments that were made, developments that happened. This shows up in many ways for each of us. So please know there's not one way this would appear for everybody. It does depend on which house in your chart has the 13 or 14 degrees of Capricorn. You are being asked during this month of September to responsibly let go and to know that whatever changed, whatever transpired, whatever happened was teaching you a very deep soul lesson, and that there are fragments to pick up. There are things to pick up and to take forward, and there's other parts of these lessons and areas of growth that you're just meant to be done with and to release. And this is a month of testing that, testing where you now feel strong in your power, in your mastery, in your self-management of your energy. These are all Capricorn themes. This can also show up through your career, profession, job, anything that you've realized about the Capricorn areas of your life. Saturn is coming back to visit, and Saturn brings in the reality checks, the sense of what you've really understood about that time in your life. And because Saturn is still conjunct the south node of release, letting go, completion, there are shifts this month that you're meant to free yourself. You're meant to free yourself. And I'm feeling it as the baggage or a heaviness that first came up in 2014. So know that this is a month of these energies shifting. And Saturn is the taskmaster. Saturn's about timing. You could not have done this sooner. And that can bring you great comfort, knowing that you could only move through a lesson, a challenge, a test, an area of life so fast. You couldn't push the river. You couldn't make it happen faster. As much as we want to at times, there's just things that have to play out. They have to play out through timing. They have to play out through the real world. They have to play out through various energies. And so here we're saying that I'm just feeling this split of energy. Like I see it as a split where something leaves so you can go forward. Something is released and completed so that you can move forward. I'm actually seeing papers being signed or contracts, or this could even be a new contract with yourself that you're saying, I'm done with this lesson. I'm done with this karmic energy. I'm done with this cycle in my life. I'm done. There's something you're done with. And I feel it at a very deep level of responsibility. There's a new responsibility to self, to what you will allow in your life and what you won't allow. And there is this breaking away of the energies, and it's a crumbling, like I'm seeing a boulder that has been a very slow-moving boulder. Maybe it hasn't been moving at all. And then it just starts to crumble. And what I'm feeling is that it's been a very deep life lesson that you've had to go through and endure for 5 years. Or perhaps it was in 2014 and then it came back around a few times. It can show up differently for everybody. But it's a really important understanding around your power and your sovereignty, your ability to be the master of your life and to not compromise, to not give too much away to others, to not like sign on the dotted line when you're really not into it. 100%. There's a sense here that now you've come to understand what you have to do for yourself. This is a strengthening energy ultimately. This is a strengthening in self, a strengthening of the spine, of being strong in yourself, of being strong in what you know is right for you, and I'm seeing it as the chakras in alignment, but I'm actually seeing the chakras as bricks instead of circles, and it's a new foundation of self. So Saturn in Capricorn has been traveling with the south node, which has been the slow timing of things and the diligence and the pace, and you have to work through a process. You have to go through the steps. You have to show up every day and keep on and do what you got to do. I mean, it's been very much about just take it one day at a time. As this clearing out has happened, but now as Saturn stations direct to go forward and moves away from the south node continues to travel retrograde and covers the territory that Pluto was in 2014 to 2008, okay? So Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008. The huge mortgage crisis, the Great Recession, all of that was Pluto going into Capricorn, which brought about the reality check, where people had overextended, they'd done too much, they spent too much. Pluto and Capricorn crashed things down to show the reality of the situation. So from 2008 to 2014, Pluto was moving through the first half of Capricorn. Now the south node is coming through retrograde and cleaning up and letting go of more of that energy. So we have many overlaps happening right now in the Capricorn areas of your chart. This is why people are understanding what they do not want to do anymore at work, where their life is not going. They're figuring out a new direction, some new ways that they want to be doing their soul mission, their soul work, what they believe they're here on the planet to contribute. So there's shifts happening for many. And the South Node is clearing out our former roles and responsibilities. I do have a separate podcast for you on the South Node in Capricorn journey. You can find that on YouTube or on the blogtalkradio.com/Molly McCord channel if you want to know more about those energies. So the South Node continues on through Capricorn. Saturn has been collecting information from the South Node since May, right? Because that's how long they've been traveling together. Now, Saturn goes direct, and Saturn's got the information that he's going to take to Pluto in Capricorn in January 2020. So Saturn stations direct, and is very much in his power, his authority, his strength, because he's in his home sign, his rulership of Capricorn, and he's got work to do. There's things to attend to. This is serious issues. These are serious life matters. These are serious commitments. There's a new integrity. There's a new sense of it's time to take care of this. So now Saturn stations direct and is going to move forward, trailing Pluto in Capricorn, catch up to Pluto, and serve the papers. It's like I'm literally seeing serve the papers. And I've talked before about how Saturn in Capricorn is like the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or it's a governing body that is in charge of regulation. It's the ways that we manage bigger entities, corporations, businesses, politics, and Saturn in Capricorn is holding us accountable for what these energies have been and how they've been unfolding. So now there's going to be an increase in energy as Saturn moves forward to conjunct with Pluto, and more about the story, the information, the particulars comes forward. More about the consequences, the karma, the abuse, what's been out of alignment comes forward. Because Saturn is about the consequences. You know, if you've done this, then this happens. If you took this action, this is the consequence. Now, this can be good, too, by the way. This is also about achievement. This is about the rewards. This is about where you've put in time, energy, and effort, and it pays off. You get the promotion. You get the recognition. You get the forward advancement. So it's not as if this is all like scary or fear-mongering stuff. I want to portray it in a clear fashion that it can show up in many ways. But this is a very big energy right now that's affecting the world, but also each of us individually through how it's moving through your chart. So now there's forward motion. Now there's a new sense of, I have to do this. So pay attention in September to what you're making commitments to. Pay attention to what you must see move forward and what you've learned since 2014 that's done, complete, you got it, you get it, you're not doing that again. Now you're moving forward with a sense of, this is what I must do. So there's a strengthening here, and September is important for this energy shift. Now, Pluto in Capricorn is still retrograde until October 3rd. So that will be next month that Pluto will station direct. But Pluto is hovering at 20 degrees. So Pluto is in the zone in your chart of also making you aware of what is ready to shift and change in your life. As both Saturn and Pluto station direct in Capricorn, there's a new way forward. You understand more about what this year has taught you, what you've been working through, what you've had to deal with. I know this has been very challenging for many people, and that it's, again, been keeping your nose to the grindstone. But the energy shift is going to feel like finally things are moving ahead because you couldn't rush a process that needed to unfold. So that is one of the main energies here in September. We have a Pisces full moon on September 13th and 14th. I have uploaded a video for you on YouTube that talks more about this Pisces full moon. The full moon is conjunct Neptune. The full moon is actually at 21 degrees of Pisces. It's opposing the sun at 21 degrees of Virgo. Mars is at 17 degrees of Virgo. Neptune is at 17 degrees of Pisces. It's quite an interesting chart because you have a very clear team Virgo and team Pisces that are reminding you that you don't have to work so hard. Give yourself a break. Check in with yourself. Are you trusting what you need right now and seeing the bigger picture? With this moon conjunct Neptune, you're ready for a break. You're ready for a vacation. You're also ready to go into the higher realms where there's more information about what really matters in the long term. All the Virgo energy of late August and through the first few weeks of September is keeping us very diligent, responsible, working, active, getting things done. It's a very productive time. It's wonderful for manifesting. It's wonderful for really making progress on things you couldn't get to earlier in the year. But we can't work too hard, right? We need a break. And that's part of this Pisces full moon, is to check in with yourself and to give yourself that downtime. And it will only help you get more done. All the planets, the personal planets, are direct this month, the personal planets being Mercury, Venus, and Mars. They are in Virgo for the first half of the month. And again, taking care of a lot of things and getting situated in our routines, especially as we go into the holiday season. Can you believe it? The holiday season. And understanding what needs to be taken care of. Now, we're going to have both Mercury and Venus shift into Libra on September 14th and 15th. This is going to be a fresh air energy, a sense of, I have some new fresh air. I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to talk about what I've been working on, what I've been focusing on. Of course, all of the air planets are about conversations and words and what we say and what we need to express, the people that we connect with, the people in our lives that matter to us and who are, you know, ready to listen as we're ready to listen to them. So the energy shift, as the planets move into Libra, opens us up to socializing. And this is where you can feel more active, more busy. You're ready to perhaps do more with your friends or even at work. There's a sense of get it out of your head. Get it out of your head, because we can be really focused on solving things in Virgo, and now we need to talk it out as we enter Libra season. Now, the equinox happens on September 23rd. It's actually exact at 3:50 a.m., and that's Eastern Daylight Savings Time, so it could be September 22nd for you. That is when the sun enters Libra, and it is a day of balance. Equinox meaning equal days, equal nights, so we have equal amount of daylight, equal amount of moonlight. And this is a time of coming back to an inner harmony with self, inner harmony with what you have learned about yourself, and also a time of peace. I mean, that's one of the Libra archetypes, is what are you enjoying about life, and what is making life better for you, more beautiful, and who are the people that you share that with? So the sun enters Libra on the 22nd, 23rd, and it is moving to a Libra new moon on September 28th. This is at 5 degrees of Libra with Venus and Mercury in Libra as well. Now, typically Libra season is when we want to connect with other people. Libra is the energy of sharing our energy, sharing it with other people. And that happens through work, through family, through business, through relationships, through dating, you know, all the ways that we connect with others. And Libra season tends to bring about more enjoyment, and we can meet new people as well. But what I'm feeling, and you can probably hear it in my voice, I'm like doing this hesitation thing. It's because every planet in Libra is going to be squaring Saturn in Capricorn and then Pluto in Capricorn. And this means this energy between Libra and Capricorn, again, comes back to the theme of commitments, what we're agreeing to, how we're showing up in relationships, and how other people are showing up with us. So there's a reality check here around the people that you can spend time with, that you actually have energy for, and those that feel like work, people who feel like they're not fitting your energy, you kind of don't want to reply to their text, you don't want to get back to them. There's a sense of boundaries here around relationships as we move into Libra season. So we will talk about that in the podcast as the month of September unfolds. But just a heads up that I'm feeling an energy of restraint. Perhaps that's a good word for it. Restraint around where you can be with other people. There's something about conserving your time and staying focused at the priorities at hand. There's a seriousness as well. So that can just help with looking at how the month unfolds and what you want to agree to, especially in the second half of September. So I feel like September has a seriousness to it as we're working, getting things done, and then feeling some type of release, a release to move forward, a sense of, wow, you know, that was really intense or deep, and the letting go. There's a big letting go this month around an area of your life that you could be ready for it to let go. You could be like, sayonara, I'm really done with this chapter. But I also feel a sadness or a grief that can be honored. The North Node in Cancer is teaching us how to trust what we feel, and that feelings are meant to move. They're meant to flow. We're meant to allow them to run in the river downstream, so to speak. So there's something around this month that has been a deep soul lesson that has matured you, and that you're going to gain from the growth. It just isn't right away. It's not immediate satisfaction. Because I'm seeing layers of energy around it. Like there's been layers of energies all caught up in this Saturn conjunct the South Node in Capricorn. It's a knot. It feels like a knot, stuff knotted together. And this could be people, situations, commitments, you know, relationships, family, work, trust, whatever it is for you. It's been one of those knots that you haven't been able to loosen or untangle in a satisfying way. And I feel it easing up in September. And I'm seeing, this is interesting, as I see that knot easing up, I then see the water flow, which could be tears, could be energy, could be release. You know, trust what that feels for you. But I feel this release, like you didn't realize what you were holding or that it was tense. And now it releases and it flushes out. It flows out. And the energy is gone. It's like leaving, but it's leaving across lifetimes. And this is one of these situations in life that forms us. Something has been formative for you. Something has been big and serious and significant. It's changed you permanently. And again, this goes back to 2014. So I feel like the higher perspective is where you'll find peace. And, you know, the higher we go energetically, and we connect with spirit, source, God, the universe energies, we understand that any way something unfolds, it has its pros and its cons. It brings about its lessons. It has its teachings. It's like there's no perfect way to go through some of these things that we learn through. And in those higher realms, oh my gosh, I'm seeing in all caps, self-acceptance. Self-acceptance. Like at a soul level, accept who you are, accept your power, accept your authority, accept your choices, accept that you're a human being who's been figuring things out as you go, and we figure it out through experiences. And as you raise in consciousness, you see it differently. And that's the victory. That's what I'm hearing Spirit say. That's the victory, is that you're rising in consciousness. You have changed. You are different. You won't do that again. You don't want that anymore. That is over. You know, it's that sense of it is what it is, which sounds flippant, and I don't mean it to be a flippant remark, but it's that sense of moving on. Okay, got it. And, you know, as we move further away from something, we see it differently, we feel it differently, there's a new viewpoint, and that's part of where you're being pulled forward. So I'm feeling this pulling forward, like I'm seeing a car driving out of a driveway, like, okay, I'm done with this house or this area, I'm leaving, and you're driving away, and you see it differently the further you get down the road. So understand that there's benefits in everything, and that's another understanding of the higher realms. There's literally rewards and benefits no matter what the lesson was. There's something good, beneficial that comes out of it. And if you can give yourself a little bit of that peace of mind or understanding that it's not going to be as heavy pretty soon, it's going to really help. It really is. And it also is going to start to feel better as Neptune, when Neptune and Jupiter are no longer in a square, as Jupiter and Sagittarius move ahead past Neptune at 17 degrees, then it's going to feel like you can see the path ahead better too. And that will be changing in October. So the energies are changing in September to help you move ahead, to help you find completion, and also to recenter you in what you're going to commit to now and in who you are now. The soul growth comes from a new level of empowerment. And that's also one of the gifts, absolutely one of the gifts. So I hope this has given you a good understanding of some of the astrological energies of September 2019. I will have the weekly podcast available for you on September 4th. And after that, I will just see what I can do since I don't know what my resources will be with Hurricane Dorian. And I am grateful that my family, we have options and we have resources, because many people don't during these times. And those are the people that my heart goes out to and that I try to donate or support them or, you know, give to others who are in need, because these are big events, and we want as many people as possible to be safe and okay. So thanks so much for joining me. I'll be back soon with that next podcast. And in the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful start to September. I'll see you soon.